Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata Dishmaya, our previous shir. We were discussing the pasuk of Man Yirbu Yimechem Bevenechem. Al Adam Hashem Yishba Hashem Lav Sechem Seis Lam Kamei Hashemayim Al Haaretz. And we saw that the idea is that the schar that's promised is a schar ruchni, is a spiritual schar right here on earth. At least it starts here on earth. Of course, it continues afterwards as well, but it starts on earth, and that's the kimei shemayim ala aretz, but it's a shemayim digeschar on the aretz, and that's the contrast between mitzvahs where there's no matan schar b'tzida, mitzvah is matan schar b'tzida. Mitzvah there is matan schar b'tzida, you could already get the Schar Ruchni in this world. And if there's no matan schar b'tzida, then it's only going to be in the next world. Now we'll continue the Yerushalmi in the first parak of Brachos, and Halacha Aleph brings Das Rabbanan that the distance between Shemaim and Aretz is 500 years, as are the years altogether of the three Avos of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov put together. As it says, Ki mei ha-shamayim al ha-aretz. In other words, earlier it says, Asher nishba Hashem la v'secham l'seis lahem. So that's the Avos. The Avos is 500. And the Melo, that's what you're going to get also. That's what you're going to get, Ki mei ha-shamayim al ha-aretz, which is the 500 years that it takes to walk from Shemayim to Aretz. Merchak ha-shamayim ha-aretz is 500 years. And that's Kimei Avos, that's what it means. That God's word of the Avos, Kimei Shemayim Baretz, the 500 years. 500 years of the Avos is 500 years of Shemayim Baretz. Now, truth is that the years of the Avos are 502, not 500, but they didn't conclude the first 2 years that Avraham Avinu didn't know Hashem, only in the third year. The first 2 years aren't included. והדברים תמוהים מאוד, כמו שעריך כאן האלשך להקשות על זה. ומה הפשט הכתוב לפי הירושלמי? כי הכוונה היא שעריכות שנים, שהובטחה כאן היא 500 שנה דווקא. זה הפשט in the pasuk, for the אלשך. That if you keep mezuzah, if you do mezuzah, וחצת מזוזך ושבח למען ירו ימיך. You're going to get 500 years? Why do we need to come on to the years of the Avos? And the Pasuk's going to say you're going to get 500 years. Why is it Kashul? And also from Hechi Tesi, the Darshan, that they lived, that the Avos lived the years of Shemayim al Aretz. Why would you make such a drasha? Certainly not Pashup Shad in the Pasuk. Mechit Esi Lidosh came. So asked the Alshich. And he's Marich in this, but it still requires an explanation. And also, why shouldn't you also count the years that Avraham Avinu didn't yet recognize Hashem? When the Pasuk says how long Avraham lived, it includes the years he didn't recognize Hashem. So here also it should include the years that he didn't recognize Hashem. But no, those years are knocked down and we only have the 500. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. Shebevadai gam ledat ha-Yerushalmi. Yikar kavanat ha-pasuk hu kanal. In other words, the kavan of the pasuk is that you're going to get the schar of Shemayim on the aretz. And not the yemei Shemayim v'aretz are the amount of years it takes for a person to walk from the aretz to the Shemayim. But rather, Yerushalmi holds that it says Kimei Shemayim, Hashemayim al Aretz is a hemshech to what it says Asher Nishba'al Avoseichem. And just like your Avos lived, Chayei Shemayim al Aretz, meaning that we said, what is Shemayim al Aretz? It means spiritual life, a life of the Spirit. And the Avos certainly lived a life of the Spirit. So also the Haftach of Ribu Yamim al Adama is going to be this type of life, the life of the Spirit. And since according to this, there's a relation in the Pasuk relates, when it says Kimei Shemayim al Aretz, to the life of the Avos, because they lived the life of Shemayim Baruch Hashem Shbal Avoseichem. They lived lives of Shemayim al Aretz, right? Like it says, "Man Yibui Mechem Yenechem Al Adam Hashem Shbal Hashem Avoseichem Says Lam Kimei Hashemayim Al Aretz." So they lived lives of Shemayim al Aretz, the Avos. They lived the spiritual life. So now we also darshan that there's a remez here. There's an additional drasha. That Yemei HaShemayim HaNemtzayim al Aretz V'rachokim Menu B'yosem al Aretz. In other words, the distance between Shemayim and Aretz, whatever that means, is also the life of the Avos. In other words, since the Avos lived a spiritual life, they lived life of Shemayim al Aretz. There's also a remez here that the distance between Shemayim and Aretz is also the life of the Avos. And therefore the years that Avraham Avinu didn't recognize Hashem are not included because those weren't lives of Shemayim al Aretz. So it only comes out to 500, excluding the extra two that he didn't recognize Hashem. So maybe that's Pshat in the Yerushalmi. With this, we can also explain that it says in Brachas Daf Ches Amud Aleph, for the pasuk, it says, "Al Adama." And Rav Yochanan didn't understand how people are living long lives in Babel. It's only Al Adama. It's only in Eretz Yisrael. So, Frekti Hamikdavar, also in Torah Tmima, why don't we bring the pasuk earlier in Parshas Veschanan, Kabeira Sevicha Vesimecha? It also says Al Adama, so Rabbi Yochanan should have said, how is it that people are living long lives in Chutz Laretz? You only get a long life if you honor your parents Al Adama in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. So why was he well, they only wonder now? He didn't wonder before. We also have to understand, we don't see in the Gemara, if we're talking about people, old people who are makbid on mitzvahs mezuzah, that's when you get this ribui yamim. The kasha was that when it says here al adama, hu gilui klali, shegam kshiyesh siba v'ribui yamim, ne'emar ba'pasuk dehacha. She'eino ela al adama. Bimkein, ma mitaretz mishum b'chim otzim atzachayim. B'sof sof yofina mikra dehacha she'siba l'ribu yamim ein la makom ela beret Yisrael. Bimkein, hu adin ken kapei ha'siba demikad meim achash chedavei kinishta. V'adar yikshe ad al adama k'tiv. In other words, in spoken French, the question was that the pasuk is telling us that even if there's a reason to have long life, it's only going to be al adama. So how did it help us that they were spending a long time in the base manish? But so if it's not al adama. You're only going to have ribu yamim al adama in Eretz Yisrael, and here's not al adama. So what does the shul help us? So based on what we explained, we can say as follows. Mitzad that it says Al Adama, anyway, it's not so difficult. Because we can say this means, Sheyitkaimu ba'aretz, Shehi mekomam shel Yisrael. So Pashup Shad in the Pasuk is Al Adama, on the earth. Where's earth? They have earth in Bavel. They have earth in Tinek. They have earth in Australia. They have earth in England. They have earth everywhere. That's what it means. Maybe that's what the Iker Kavan of the Pasuk is. They're going to be Miskayim Baretz on the earth. Not coming necessarily to exclude Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, it could be anywhere. But the problem is that it says Kimei Shamayim al Haaretz. What does it mean? It's, when it says in the Kasha of the Gemara is that it says Kimei Shamayim al Haaretz, and that's talking about Shamayim Dika life al Haaretz, that you have a Ruchnius Dika life on the land. And when it says in the Pasuk al Adama, it means that these Yimei Shamayim only have a place al Adama Asher Nishba Hashem La'avosecha. What does it mean, Asher Nishba Hashem La'avosecha? Eretz Yisrael. Because that's the main place to be Mekayim Mitzvahs, as we see in many sources. Rehuda Levi says, Chai Neshamas Avir Atzecha. This is the life of the soul. Eretz Yisrael is the place of the life of the soul. That's the place of Yimei Shamayim. So this is Mamish Timzadar Mahalach. His kasha was, well, what's pshat? When you live a long life, so the Torah says you're getting schar for what? You're getting a shamayim dika schar. That's the long life you're getting. A shamayim dika schar. And that only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. So how do they have ribu yamim in Chutz La'aretz? In Babel? And the answer is, the mekadmei mechashchi ki matzim matzachayim. They come early to the base marriage, they leave late. So that's Chaim. So that's also Chaim. That's also spiritual life. Just like in Eretz Yisrael, they have a spiritual life, so too in Bavel, in the base Knesset and base Medrash. And once you say from the Pasuk, Yimotzi Matzachayim, that this is called spiritual life, Memela, they can also have long life. So this schar of Laman Yirbu Yimechem, Mevenechem, you have Ribu Yam, that can apply in Chutz La'aretz also. Because what's the schar? The schar is Kimei Shemayim Al-Aretz. And what's Shemayim Al-Aretz? Is Shemayim Dika Schar Al-Aretz? Or Ruchni is Dika Schar here on earth? And how does that apply to Bavel? I, Bavel, only Eretz Yisrael, Schai Nishmas Avir Atzecha. The answer is in the base medrash, base kinesis. They're dvukim b'chaim, kimotzim matzachaim. Ah, that's the place of chaim. They have chaim, so memela, they can have arichus yamim as well. So the kasha was, how is it that they're having spiritual life? That only applies to Eretz Yisrael, not to Bava. But that doesn't say that in Parshas Veschanan. There it means you're going to get long life in Eretz Yisrael, but that wasn't the kasha. The kasha was not that they have long life. The kasha was that they have spiritual life. Kimei Shemayim al Aretz. How's that possible? It's Bavel. And the answer is the Beis Medrash. And then the Beis Knesset, that's where they have life. And Memela, they can have long life. And get that bracha of Ribu Yamim. So, there's obviously a ton more to say, but we'll conclude for now. And Mirz Hashem, we will b'li neder revisit the sugya. And I thank everyone for listening. Shalom, shalom.